This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. The Missouri Assessment Program, or MAP, has released its annual report on student achievement in the state's classrooms, and the results show great improvement in science and a slight drop in math. The number of students scoring at the proficient or advanced level in science jumped from more than 52% last year to just over 59% this year. Chris Nicastro is Missouri's education commissioner.
We'd love to see more improvement. We've been amazingly steady. I guess that's a good thing in some areas, but when it comes to measuring student performance, it's not such a good thing. It's better than going down, but we would like to see bigger increases.
Meanwhile, MAP scores for individual school districts will be made public Friday. In the first of what may be several visits to highlight his many other vetoes from this summer, Governor Jay Nixon told reporters in Springfield that he opposes $22 million in new and increased license fees on Missourians, a bill he vetoed in June.
It demands that our citizens pay more, but fails to promise that in return government will actually do more. It increases the price tag of government while doing nothing to improve the product, and that's not a Missouri value.
Nixon was referring to SB 51, which modifies provisions related to the regulation of motor vehicles. The Kirksville City Council voted 3-2 Monday night to pass an ordinance that adds sexual orientation to its anti-discrimination policy. A similar ordinance failed on an earlier attempt in July, being shot down 3-2. The deciding vote was Kirksville Mayor Richard Detweiler. He voted against the measure in July and for it on Monday night. Detweiler says the ordinance was rewritten numerous times.
It just got very emotional and very complicated, and there was no middle ground I could factually put together. I tried very hard to piece together something that would halfway placate each end, and it didn't quite work.
Detweiler says now the ordinance will create a human rights compliance officer position. Detweiler says if a person feels they were discriminated against based on their sexual orientation when it comes to employment or housing, they can report the matter to the compliance officer. Patriot Coal Corporation has a bankruptcy's judge's go-ahead to enter into a new labor agreement with the nation's biggest miners union, ending a long dispute. Earlier today, U.S. bankruptcy judge Kathy Surratt States granted St. Louis-based Patriots' request to put in place the collective bargaining deal ratified Friday by the United Mine Workers of America. The settlement restores most wage cuts and pension benefit adjustments that Patriot had sought as part of its reorganization. Patriot has said the agreement will save $130 million a year for the next 4 years. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.